B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Record high temperatures in Boston. The royal drama continues over Meghan and Harry, winners at the Critic Choice Awards, and Star Wars finally dethroned. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Believe it or not, there are men who would say no to Rihanna.
Leroy, how's your sports?
And Julian Edelman is out here living his best life and getting arrested.
But first, well, yesterday marked the warmest day on record in Boston in January as it hit 74 degrees. It's only the fourth time the temperatures have reached a 70-degree mark since 1872 when record-keeping began. The third time was on Saturday. So it was just, you know, beautiful day in the neighborhood.
I know it's not safe. I know it's because of bad things we're doing, but man. We needed it.
The drama continues for the British royal family as they're scheduled to have what some are calling a summit to discuss the future of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. As you remember, just last week, the couple announced that they would be stepping back from their roles as senior members of the royal family. So the Queen, Prince Charles, Prince William, and Prince Harry will all be there. And Meghan is reportedly expected to call in from Canada.
Wow,
and I would pay so much money to, like, just be a fly on the wall. I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
For anybody who has family drama, that's got to be so disheartening. When the royal family, when somebody wants to leave the royal family, think about that. If they can't keep it together, you're screwed. It ain't happening.
The Critics' Choice Awards were held last night, and Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood picked up several awards, including the top prize of Best Picture, as well as Best Supporting Actor for Brad Pitt. Joaquin Phoenix and Renee Zellweger picked up Best Actor and Actress Awards for Joker and Judy. The Irishman won Best Ensemble, and Avengers Endgame won for Best Action Movie, also Best Visual Effects. And on the TV side, Succession was Best Drama Series, Fleabag, Best Comedy Series.
Fleabag. I'm sorry. Every time I hear that name, it just makes me laugh.
And Fleabag. And Ava DuVernay's When They See Us won Best Limited Series. And we finally have a new number one movie as 1917 dethroned Star Wars, taking in $36.5 million. The other new movies, Like a Boss, came in fourth with $10 million and Underwater seventh with $7 million. All right, is Melissa with the juice.
Lori Harvey confirmed what we already knew, that she's dating Future. She's been sharing Instagram stories all weekend from a birthday trip she's on in Jamaica. One of those videos being them two kissing. That came hours after Future threw her a surprise party, which has been getting all kinds of criticism because his surprise looks very similar to ones that he surprised exes with in the past. Apparently, Future loves sprinkling rose petals that lead to the bedroom, which he's done for at least two of his exes in the and social media was very quick to point that out, with a lot of people doing like split screen videos of like, okay, this is what he's done for this ex, this is what he's done for this. And it's just, he has a thing he likes to do.
And, that is, you know, so cliche.
It really is. And if you're Lori Harvey and you're like, okay, this is cool, but you've done this for the last two, three girlfriends that you've been with, don't you think you want to be a little special?
Yeah, I mean, well, you're dating Future.
I guess not. I know. Trick Daddy's been arrested. He was leaving a Miami nightclub early Saturday morning and busted for drunk driving. Police say he was barely awake, slurring his words, and said he had five drinks at a club. If you get pulled over for drunk driving and they ask you if you've been drinking, the number one rule you're supposed to do is say no. He's like, yeah, I had five drinks. Like, come
spoken
on.
Spoken like a true drunk driver.
No, I actually don't do that. But I will say he did fail a sobriety test, and they booked him, and he took a horrible mugshot, which you've probably seen circulating all over social media. And police ended up finding cocaine on him wrapped in a dollar bill. So he ended up being charged with cocaine possession, too, and driving under the influence.
Sad.
And if you were offered to do a collaboration with Rihanna, would you even think about turning it down? Well,
hell no.
Absolutely not, because you're a normal person that has some intelligence. If you're Shaggy, you do turn it down. Apparently, Shaggy was offered a spot on her upcoming album that she's been working on forever, but he turned it down because he was told he'd have to audition. According to Shaggy, quote, there's a lot of great people involved, but for me, I don't need to audition to be on a record. I'll leave that to the younger guys. He said he's heard great things about the album, though, which we still don't know, by the way, when it'll be out. Rumors are saying by the spring.
Listen, I love Shaggy. I do. But Shaggy, If this was 20,
let's be real.
This was 20 years ago, I'd be on your side.
Right.
But come on,
you
man.
You gotta make sure you still, right. you still got it.
Yeah, damn. Come on, man.
Where's Leroy with
wow. Serena Williams, she won her first title since having her daughter 3 years ago. Now, she won $43,000 and she donated it all to the Australian bushfire.
I love
relief.
It.
So that's what's up.
Love it.
The conference championships are all set in the NFL. In the NFC, San Francisco beat Minnesota, Green Bay over Seattle, and the AFC, Kansas City with the comeback win over the Texans.
That was three touchdowns in 3 minutes.
I have just a pinkies full of emotion left for the NFL playoffs, and that pinkies full of emotion does not want KC to make it to the Super Bowl.
So that
disappointed me.
I hear you. And I saved this game for last for a reason. Pebbles, you paying attention?
Go ahead.
Drake, the Sultan of Sensitivity himself, is a certified curse, Pebbles. The Ravens were on a roll. They were the number one seed, led by the league MVP, Lamar Jackson. He's going to be the MVP. Drake wished Lamar Jackson happy birthday on the 7th. And boom.
Yo, kill me with this! Nobody wants a Drake shout-out.
Right? The Ravens lost to the Titans 28-12. Nobody saw that coming, but now it all makes sense. Daggone Drake. Banged up shoulder, knee, ribs, impossible surgery, and your boy Julian Edelman is really out there being a damn fool. He was arrested in California on Saturday night for allegedly jumping on the hood of a vehicle and messing it up.
Stop it.
Don't encourage that mess.
Listen, Edelman, I'm sorry. He is one person I would want to party with. Edelman he was partying with Amendola and Paul Pierce. Listen, you can't tell me you wouldn't want to be a part of that.
And I bet you if you timed out when he jumped on the car, it was precisely when the clock ticked down to zero and the Titans beat the Ravens. Because let's not forget, the Titans only beat us by 7 points. Yeah, they smoked the Ravens.
Yeah, yeah. But I thought he was hurt, so I'm, you know, whatever. He's expected to appear in court April 13th. Bruins Flyers at 7 p.m., Celts Bulls at 7:30, and the College National Championship goes down in New Orleans tonight. Number 3 Clemson versus number 1 LSU. Kickoff is at 8, and that's just sports.
Wait, Melissa, who is your...
Listen, I don't follow college football. I'll be watching the game, but I really have to... If I'm going to take a guess, I'll say LSU.
LSU?
What, is there a spread? Or are we just going like...
No, there's no spread in college football. Of course there's a spread.
No, I'm asking Leroy if you know the spread.
No, I don't.
All right, I'll just say LSU.
Just say take the Tigers.
LSU, 5.5.
Just say take the Tigers.
No, I'll take LSU.
They are the Tigers.
LSU.
They're the Tigers. And Clemson is also the Tigers. That way you can't lose.
Okay. I like that. All right. I like that. Ellis, I'll take the Tigers. Go for it.
All right. Your good news today. So John Oliver Zippe is only 6 years old, and he's had to go through a lot of medical procedures, chemo. He was diagnosed with leukemia at the age of 3. Well, he recently had his final chemo treatment, and after that happened, he's getting ready to go back to school, and he asked his father, maybe they're going to do an announcement when I'm all done with my chemo. Well, they did a little bit better than that when he returned to school. All of his fellow students were lined up, applauded, and cheered as he walked down the hallway, and his mom said that the look on his face was pure happiness.
Beautiful.
That's your good news, and this report made hot by Big Y. Download the My Big Y app or visit BigY.com.
Find more great podcasts at BPodStudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.